It's time for our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kim.
Local councils in Aotearoa have been tasked with voting on the future of Māori wards from within their constituencies. Of the councils that have voted so far, Gisborne and New Plymouth have voted to keep theirs, however Kaipara has voted to de-establish theirs. For our weekly catch-up, I spoke to Te Pāti Māori's Mariamino Kapakingi about what this means for democracy for Māori voters moving forward. I also spoke to her about New Zealand's largest iwi, Ngā Puhi, organising two hikoi last week of the government's plans to reverse Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act. I concluded our chat by speaking to her about Te Pāti Māori's calls to boycott the Herald following the newspaper's decision to include a controversial advertisement by Hobson's Pledge. Following the government's local government's electoral legislation and Māori wards and Māori constituencies Amendment Act of 2024, 35 councils have been tasked with addressing the future of their Māori wards. We have seen that both Gisborne and New Plymouth City Councils have voted to keep their wards, however the Kaipara District Council has voted to de-establish theirs. What will these votes of the future of Māori wards mean for democracy for Māori voters heading forward?
It'll mean that Māori continue to be shut out, despite the fact that, and what a great thing, eh? You've got two that are saying, no, look, we're gonna stick with this because we understand the benefits of it. And many, many people said that exact same thing in the submissions hearings, which was a real hopeful, in this instance anyway. It sounded really positive and really real, right? And then, of course, Bill has been pursued because the coalition believe that they know what's better for Māori. But under the guise of, you know, it's under that guise of, well, you know, democracy is that we all get this equal opportunity, which of course is one of the most false and really detrimental attitudes, because we know that as much as we want and we want to be part of that process, okay, like for instance the Māori Ward, we just don't, it doesn't get there in terms of numbers. So by taking this opportunity away, which the obvious thing that everybody's also saying is, well, how come rural wards are not being taken away? So what else are we meant to believe, eh? What else are Māori meant to believe? If you're not taking rural wards away and you're taking Māori wards away, which piece of those words are you taking away? It's the Māori bit. You know, it's to recognise it for what it is and the benefits that will be lost to Māori people, but lost to everyone. Everyone in each of those settings is, I think it's detrimental, but it's clearly another act of racism going on. Joel, that's how I see it, and that's how we experience it as Māori communities across the country.
Despite the New Plymouth City Council voting to keep their Māori ward, Te Purutanga Māori Pūmanawa Māori ward, New Plymouth Councillor Murray Wong, who was one of two who abstained, has said that he has been threatened, having his car shot by what he presumes was due to his opposition in the vote. What are Te Pāti Māori's thoughts on this?
That's a terrible thing, to be shot for whatever your car being shot at, for whatever reason is it. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. And that's something, of course, that our police force and others should be, you know, should be doing their job to find out what happened there. What do we think about it? We think that it's terrible, and we don't agree to any of that kind of behaviour. That's bad. But the fact that policy itself and the movement itself to take away the Māori ward, not the rural ward, that's still the issue. The issue is about the benefits that were obvious to all councils that had Māori wards, obvious and acting and working really, really well and gaining the strides and gaining the progress that we knew they would, and it's taken away again. So yeah, karoha to him, actually. Those things are terrible. And by the way, not unfamiliar. You know, I was reminded the other day, in fact, when one of our members in the House talked about when his family received bullets in an envelope to their house. Māori people, obviously. And this is some years ago. So these things they're bad for everybody. I feel aroha that's happened for that person.
The ACT Party are pushing to repeal Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act, which puts an emphasis on connecting tamariki with their whānau, iwi and hapū, and ensuring Oranga Tamariki develop partnerships with iwi and Māori organisations in supplying services and policies. On ACT's website, the party calls for a colourblind state care, with ACT MP and Minister for Children, Karen Chua, saying that by removing Section 7AA, this reinforces the need to put the safety of the child first. Why does Te Pāti Māori believe Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act is so essential for tamariki in Aotearoa?
So because the evidence is overwhelming. When you've got something in legislation that requires the CEO of Oranga Tamariki to ensure that mokopuna Māori that are supported, that are understood as mokopuna Māori. That in itself, that's key, but that's in legislation. But so when the minister talks about it as if, well, you know, we'll take that away, but you can still have relationships with Māori providers, the falsity of that is this. We can have relationships with Māori and partnerships, but still let's be colourblind. When you are colourblind, you see what then? What colour do you see? If I took away all the colour, what would it be? It would be transparent and or white. So the danger and the intrinsic racism, when people talk like that, they often mean take away the coloredness of, which is, in our case, Māori, brown. So which is all about embedding the legislation and the racist thinking into the legislation that makes us all white. Surely, when you talk about let's be colorblind, because I'd say to anyone that's not Māori, but just go, well, no, don't do that. See my beautiful brown skin and understand me as a Māori. So when you take all of that into, you know, many years of work to get 7AA in place to ensure that, one, meets its treaty obligations, firstly, and then secondly, it ensures the safety of children by requiring any system, particularly Oranga Tamariki, to see mokopuna Māori as mokopuna Māori. You see, the minister is running this nonsense that if we're colourblind, children are safer. That's just absolutely and utterly ridiculous, and obviously a reflection of her ignorance around things Māori, tikanga Māori, history Māori, Treaty of Waitangi, so on and so on. And that's obvious in her rhetoric, okay? But most clearly, the scenario is that keep it, which means it's embedded in legislation, and it means that our mokopuna Māori are safer because of it.
The reversal of the Act has faced a steady stream of backlash, with Aotearoa's largest iwi, Ngā Puhi, organising two hīkoi last week in protest, prior to the iwi delivering an oral submission opposing the move. What was the turnout like for the hīkoi, and do you believe the hīkoi were successful in garnering the attention of the government?
It was wonderfully successful, Joel, and it was so because you had a number come on to the ground, as one usually does. But it's a warming up exercise, to be clear. This will not stop here, whatever else the coalition decides to do. These numbers and this movement and this attention to this issue and many of the other bills that have been slammed through, they are deeply concerning. And so you will see across the motu the number of groups organising themselves towards a bigger action, I guess. And so that's how it was when they came in. In the actual select committee room, of which I sat, because I'm on that select committee, it was palpable. The presentation, their submission, was absolutely outstanding and felt deeply by everyone in the room, as well as many that were watching the process online. So a huge success, but purely a shot across the bow, you might say, which is that these movements, this action, these activations, these protests, they are going to build to ensure that Māori, Ngā Puhi particularly, biggest iwi and numbers gathering and tension on this issue gathering, yeah, they did a standout job, and I'm so, so grateful that they came and told the government so. And that moment in time, those things are progressing all the time.
Te Pāti Māori have also announced a boycott of the newspaper The Herald following an advertisement by Hobson's Pledge. Could you explain why this advertisement is so controversial?
Because when you fund a bunch of racists who the message is misleading and deeply, deeply, fundamentally racist, that's... You know, that's, and on the front page of a newspaper that's meant to represent, or, well, says so, but obviously does not, the views of many other than this bunch, is disgusting and unethical, and they need to be challenged. They need to be challenged. So that's obviously why we've got to say, how poor is your practice? How unethical is your practice? And of course, these things are going to show up in the standards, because I'm aware that complaints are running. And that wasn't the only place. Like, I got letters from our Tai Tokerau electorate as well, just saying, look, we're going to send this through and we are completely unhappy. Because when you've got the front page of a national newspaper running that story, you are complicit on the front paid. So clearly, if you can pay for your message, that's all it takes. So yeah, absolutely shocking, disgusting, discriminatory, and allowed and enabled by the Herald. How shocking, disgusting, actually.
What is Te Pāti Māori aiming for with the boycott?
It's to send a Māori message to a national newspaper and rethink. We have to be, and we should be, the voice for many, many Māori who protest against that kind of enablement of racism. One can become more technical or make up any other reason and make it sound legitimate, but it is simply not legitimate. So the point for us to do what we do by writing, and you know, when we're interviewed we talk about it, and the reason we do is because we have to be the voice for our people when our people are saying that is simply wrong and you've got to say something about it and do something about it.
That was Te Pāti Māori's Mariameno Kapakingi on the voting of the future of Māori wards in their own constituencies, the Ngāpuhi Hīkoi, following calls to remove Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act and Te Pāti Māori's calls to boycott the Herald following the inclusion of a controversial advertisement by Hobson's Pledge. Text us in on 5395 any of your thoughts. We'll be right back. Keep it on the B.
That was our weekly chat with Te Pāti Māori's Takutai Kemp.